we go to this party. It was the most over-the-top party I've ever been to. There was synchronized swimmers in the pool. Tells you everything you gotta know. There must have been 120 Canon G7Xs to be found.
And you know that causes me outrage. Side tangent, one of my mom's coworkers was taken by Ted Bundy right around the corner of their work.
What's the movie you would most want to see in 5D?
5D movie that I would want to... Jaws.
Oh,
or Megalodon, the big ass sharks. Yes, and when the glass starts to crack, then all the water comes through the ceiling.
Get her on the creative director team.
Get for me the 5D. On the team. Coming to you live in record-breaking time. It is 8 in the morning. Oh, you can't do that in Utah. I'm sorry. And my friend's really religious. I'm sorry. I take it back. Cut. Okay, now I feel like a...
I appreciate the energy. 8
in the effing morning. Yeah. I need to stop saying that.
Listen, girl. Our alarms went off 7 a.m. Before I could even fully open my eyes, the Postmates app was open. I was ordering coffee.
I know she was. Before I could even comprehend what was happening, she's like, what do you want?
I texted her, what do you want? Because I was like, before we could even talk. Also, we're sharing bunk beds right now. We're sharing bunk beds. And yesterday morning was the biggest delight of my life because I opened my eyes and Morgan stood up from the bottom bunk. And I open my eyes and she's making direct eye contact with me while I'm laying down because she's as tall as the bunk bed. I was like, hey, good morning.
Not only are we sharing bunk beds, my whole family is here. And there was a catastrophe last night and you didn't wake up for any of it.
Okay, survival skills of a f-ing aunt, because I didn't...
It was loud as hell, bro. They were rustling and bustling. So apparently, because we had a hot tub party last night, there's a hot tub at our Airbnb, and me, Brooke, Aunt Susie, and Mom, we all sat in the hot tub and just chillaxed for a while. But we left the lights on outside, and Grandma woke up pissed because Grandma can't sleep with any lights on or any sound, so everything has to be pitch black. Grandma wakes up my mom and is like, we need to turn off the lights in the back. And I hear them rustling and bustling, but I don't know that it's them. So I think that it's a murderer because as we told you last week, there is a man outside camping in his car.
Well, he's not even camp. He's not there now. We have a theory that he's hiding from his family or maybe his girlfriend and saying like, yeah, babe, I'm going to work. And then he sits in his car with his AirPod Maxes and does a whole lot of nothing until
so work hours is over. Yeah, we think he has a girlfriend that thinks he's at work.
Yeah.
However, the humping of the car is weird.
You guys, jumping on top of the vehicle, shaking it, getting off the car, walking to the other side, doing the same thing. I also saw him like taking 3 or 4 laps around the car. But again, the problem with this scenario, the car is parked in the street. So people are like
swerving around him.
Yeah. The other funny part about last night is Grandma didn't have her hearing aids in.
No, when Grandma doesn't have her hearing aids in, she can't hear jack squat. So she's just directing my mom, but my mom can't say anything to her. But mental health check. When I heard these rustling and bustlingers around downtown and turning off the lights, I'm like, oh, it's a murderer. Oh my God, what a relief that would be. Take me now. I'd be so much less stressed.
I heard her talking to her mom. She goes, yeah, I just thought, wow, my stress is over. I was like, okay, we're going to unpack that later.
I'm like, oh, what a relief. What a sign of hope in the near future. Just take me now.
Boo. No, it was actually, and my favorite part of the story was your mom talking to her mom, to Grandma, being like, yeah, Mom, you were just pointing at me to do what you wanted me to do. And I couldn't even talk back to you because you didn't have your hearing aids in. And I was crying laughing because it was the same energy that you have towards her sometimes.
Oh my God. I'm like, what are you saying?
I was like, wow.
The only time I beef with my mom is when she's trying to give me directions, but she doesn't know where the hell she's going.
We were in the car yesterday driving because Vicky is from here. You are too, but she like has lived here for many, many years. And she was trying to remember where the roads were because we were going to visit her old apartment. And we're like halfway through the light before Vicky goes, turn right. And Morgan's like, we can't turn right. Like, we're already through the light.
We'll literally be already in motion. She's like, actually go straight. I'm like, what are you saying? Oh, and then her and Grandma, this is the most boomer thing that you've ever heard. they always go, we just don't know how she knows where she's going. I'm like, I have a effing map.
Vicky was in the back. Wow, Morgan, you are so talented. You are so smart. You know where you're going all the time. And Morgan's like, I have Google Maps in my lap right now, Mom. And she would, 5 minutes later, would go by. You'd make the correct turn. She's like,
my daughter is so smart.
She's just, wow,
directional
Morgan.
Champion over here. I know exactly where I'm going. Cut to me, who's lived in my hometown for 25 years. I can't even get to the damn Target by myself.
That's so me. It's anyway, like, go straight. I need Google Maps for everything.
We went on a tour yesterday. We took Brooke on our hometown tour. Not only did we get to see my grandma's mobile home that she lived in for 25 years, where I and my other cousin did bully our little cousin, we saw we took her to the graveyard where my grandpa, my mom's dad, my grandma's husband is buried. Let me tell you the darkest thing. And I actually hated this whole conversation, but I get the sentiment. My grandma's mom and dad and husband are all buried in a row because the first one to go, they were like, we should just all buy a spot now. And grandma was standing over a spot of grass in between all these people. And she says, yep, this is my spot. And she was like role playing as if she was in. She's like, yep, this is where I'll like, be. Looks pretty nice.
She's like circling like the plot, like circling it, like looking from out the angle. She's like, yep, this is where I'm going. She's like making sure all the angles were right. She's like, yep, right in between, right there.
And there was some dead grass next to it. She's like, I just don't understand why this patch of grass is dead.
I just don't really appreciate that because I'm going right next to it and I just need them to fix the grass a little bit. And Morgan goes, stop talking about that. Like, that's a long way in the future.
Yeah, and then it led into the whole conversation of, do we all want to be buried or cremated? And grandma's like, well, if we all get cremated, we could all fit in there together. I'm like, I'm done with this. But it would be best case scenario for me. If we were going to go, I'd rather us all three, me, mom, and grandma, go out at the same time.
Don't do that to me. Don't you do that to me. I can't lose all of you at the same time. I would freak out.
Well, at least you have a husband.
Yeah, but I really like you. I really like you and your mom and your grandma.
We just go back to the graveyard. We start digging ourselves. We're like, well, the guy outside's pretty suspicious, and at least we can go together.
Yeah, we got to get a jump on this before he gets us.
And then it got even darker in the hot tub because my mom and Susie, they were like, if we ever get dementia, can we self-euthanize?
Oh, and they were serious.
They were dead ass serious.
They were serious.
I said, thank God that there's the internet now. I'm going to put our family videos up from the past 10 years. You bitches are going to sit and watch on a loop until you remember.
Susie was like, I just don't want to be stuck in a room, you guys. Take me out back. I will take you out back. Where? The steakhouse? Okay.
Her term specifically was assisted euthanization.
Yeah. And they are doing that in Canada.
And I think that she wanted me to be the assistant.
Terrible.
Absolutely terrible.
Call Austin.
Oh, and then we took Brooke to the temple, the Mormon temple.
You guys, picture this. We pull up to the temple. First of all, Morgan and I are looking out the window. Like, it's in the distance. Like, it must be that little building up there.
Point over
and
there.
Vicky goes, you guys, look right. And we look right. There is a castle, the largest castle I've ever seen in my life.
It looks like Europe.
It looks like you are pulling up to Cinderella's castle.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's maybe stunning. The most beautiful building I've ever seen.
We pull up. We park. We get out. Pay for parking. Whole thing. Get into the little, there's like a courtyard area. Up comes the nicest girl I think I've ever met in my life, Ari. Hey, girl. And she's like, hey, like, where are you guys from? One of like the greeters. She works for the church. She's so nice. And I, of course, cannot help myself.
Brooke gets us into a damn tour.
The world falls away. All I see is her. I'm like, hey, you look like you have keys to places that I want to go. And so she's talking and I'm like asking questions about the building we're standing in front of. She's like, do you want to go inside? I didn't, you guys, rudest thing I've ever done, I think. I go, yeah. I did not. There are six people in our group. I go, yeah, we do.
Grandma can barely walk. Yeah. We're going on a whole damn tour.
I didn't even look behind me. And then
I think we enjoyed the
tour. Girl, we were halfway through the door and I went, oh, I probably should have checked in. Like, I probably should have checked in before I did that. And she's like, this building has been closed for 6 years. We just opened it today. Oh,
luckiest people on earth right here.
I'll send Morgan all the videos of us walking around it. Maybe if she wants to.
We got to go in the tabernacle. We didn't get to go in the temple. Well, we couldn't go in the temple anyway because we're not Mormon. Technically, my mom is, though, but I don't think she is because she hasn't paid her tithings for about 57 years.
Yeah, she's
and
a little
she
behind.
Is constantly living in fear that they're going to come for her and say, girl, you're still. My mom, I remember her a couple years ago being like, should I call and make sure that I'm off the list because I don't want them to send me. She thinks that it's going to be like a collection agency. Oh. It's going to come and be like, you owe 50 years of tithings, bitch.
I think it is optional. I think.
I don't think it is.
Dang. Well, I do have another fun fact for the people. So we go in and we're asking all these questions and the temple has been under construction for the last like 6 or 7 years. And no one's been able to go inside because they've been earthquake proofing it because I
guess the Moroni fell off the top
because of an earthquake. So they were earthquake proofing it, doing all this stuff.
There's a little gold man on the top. It's the Moroni.
He fell off the top. We learned a lot. But basically, our girl Ari was telling us that it's opening up the temple, the big Mormon temple is opening up in April. And apparently from April to October of next year, 2027, they're opening it to the general public to go inside of it to see all of the construction. And you can go in even if you're not Mormon.
I'm wondering if numbers are low or something. Like they're like, our quota is not being met. We got to let these bitches from the public in to see how fantastic this building is. So then they'll join. Because I was kind of sold on the whole thing after Ari gave us a tour. I was like, this is nice. Beautiful. This is nice.
I unfortunately did fall for propaganda. I will be returning. I need to see inside that building. It's
our
Cinderella's
Catholic
castle.
Queen herself.
Yeah.
Hey, she's multicultural.
Yeah. I was talking to me and I'm like thinking, she's saying some stuff and I'm like, I am too Catholic for this. Like, I'm far too Catholic for this. However, I'm going inside that building. But yeah,
it is gorgeous.
We went on a side quest and
it looks
was
like a
really
Harry
cool.
Potter like fake universe.
No, it looks like Cinderella's castle at Disney World.
And so there are Utah urban legends. And I thought while we were in the place, I would tell my urban legend loving friend the urban legends because they're pretty ridiculous. But
I would love to hear.
I think that they're funny. One of them has to do with my mom, and I think this might be where she came from.
Okay.
So, okay.
I'm following.
Let me tell you the first one first. Actually, we'll start with the Hobbitville. So there is a town here that is referred to as Hobbitville. And Hobbitville is a supposed neighborhood in Salt Lake City that is inhabited completely by little people. The area is full of little tiny houses. However, you would have to be extremely careful if ever trying to get into Hobbitville because the residents are extremely protective and would yell at you and chase you out of the area. Now, I don't care or believe in the little people bit whatsoever. I just want the stories about visiting it. My mom has stories clear back from the 80s. I've also heard a few other people's stories and gone once myself. What I've gathered is that it's pretty strange and a very private place. It's very creepy at night. The houses are very tiny and different. The road is lined with all kinds of strange carvings and empty bird cages. Eventually, we came around a bend to a large man standing in the middle of the road. He did not look happy and curtly asked us what we were doing and to leave immediately. This is a private neighborhood where trespassing is against the law. The residents do not like visitors and will report guilty parties immediately.
I need Sam and Colby to do an investigation
in
there.
Hobbitville.
Immediately.
Sam and Colby, screw them. Why not us?
We go to Hobbitville.
We're here.
We're too tall for Hobbitville, man.
No, but we have an inn. My mom's 4'11". My straight brother. I'm not taking credit
really
for this.
We told
Brooke yesterday some of my mom's trauma from us being
bratty
kids.
Well, your mom was upset because all of the coffee mugs in this house are on the top shelf. And she's like, yeah, I've been really sleepy this morning because I couldn't get my coffee. We're like, why? She goes, it's just too far up there.
She has to wait for me to get
she
stuff
said,
off
I need
the
to
top.
Wait for my tall daughter. I was like, Vicky.
So my brother, my straight brother, found a song on YouTube approximately 10 years, maybe even more at this point, maybe 15 years ago. And the concept of the song is short people have no reason to live. Sing along if you know it. They got little
karaoke
hands,
at the bottom.
Little eyes. They go around telling big fat lies. You know what's so funny? We can't talk about Netflix at all because our last episode got completely demonetized, like not even savable. You can't say anything or you can't insert anything that's from a Netflix show. F YouTube.
What?
Mm-hmm. And Netflix is so strict about their copyright. Even if you put like a TikTok clip of a Netflix show, banned.
That is ridiculous.
Isn't that so ridiculous? So I'm hoping the Little People song don't come for me. I don't support the Little People song anymore. Looking back, I realize it was really mean, but we thought it was hilarious when we were kids because my mom is 4'11".
And Morgan would sing this to her mom when her mom was irritating her. And Vicky, Morgan sang it for Vicky yesterday morning, and Vicky was like twitching. She's like, it's like the Icky Vicky song you used to sing to me.
Yes, from Fairly Odd Parents. Icky Vicky, ew, ew. And that was sensationalized.
That was...
She's been everything. Double slammed. Vicky slander and small people slander.
Double damn homicide. It.
Oh, you know what I do love, though, is the wrestling tournaments.
OMG.
And those guys go crazy.
They put their back into it.
They put their back into it. So, Hobbitville.
My favorite video from Little People Media is, I forget the exact show, but it's a TLC show. And there's this TikTok edit of this girl, poor thing, getting pushed off a boat. And the first time I watched it, they were like, it's like, I think it's like Little People in the World or something. It's like one of like the TLC reality shows. And they're in a fight. And this guy, rude, pushes a lady off the boat. And I'm like watching, I'm like, oh my God, they're in a fight. And he pushes her. And someone edited like a little like bloop sound when she fell in. And the first time saw that, I felt like the worst person on earth because I laughed so hard. It was the first time I'd ever seen an edit like that. And I'm like, that's diabolical.
When the Final Cut Pro sound effects first hit the market. Bloop. Yeah. I know the exact one.
I was like,
it's called Water Drop.
Oh my God.
Okay, this is the second urban legend.
Oh, and FYI, when she was telling that was not her mom. Her mom did not go. Vicky did not go in the
80s. Oh no, it was from TLC.
It was the writer.
This is a Reddit post. My mom, I don't know if she's ever been to Hobbitville.
When you said that, I was like, Vicky went in the 80s to Hobbitville?
No, but you know what's even scarier? What? Side tangent. One of my mom's coworkers was taken by Ted Bundy right around the corner of their work. When my mom and aunt loved to talk about how they worked at the phone company, and one of their coworkers from the phone company, because this was when Ted Bundy was running around the streets of Utah, and they were all like college girls, aged. One gorgeous. Of their friends got taken by Ted Bundy and she escaped. And she has interviews on the internet. We'll have to ask my mom what her name is.
No way.
Second urban legend. This one's not scary for most people, but have you heard of the legend of the whales in the Great Salt Lake?
No, unpack that for me, because if you watched our last episode, you would know that my fun fact friend over here told us that no living organisms other than like brine shrimp and little nanoparticles can live in the Salt Lake.
That's what they tell you.
That's what they tell you. It's too salty.
In 1875, British biologist James Wickham captured two 35-foot-long blue whale calves in Australia, sailed with them to San Francisco, and shipped them to Utah by rail. He built a pen in the Bear River Bay to care for them until adulthood, but they escaped within minutes. A few years later, Mr. Wickham's assistant, Alma Bailey Dunford, found the two whales again and saw that they had grown to about 60 feet long. In 1890, the whales had grown up to over 80 feet long and had reproduced. The news of them went public, and the LDS Church announced plans to hunt them for their oil. Upon this announcement, the king of the blue whales gathered up all the legendary creatures of Utah and threatened the legislator and church with annihilation via lightning, tornadoes, and floods until they canceled the plans to hunt these whales. The whaling plans were called off, and when the church tried to restart them in 1904, the state legislator banned whaling in Utah. Though rarely seen, some estimates say there are currently around 100 blue whales. In the Great Salt Lake. Some say that they are inspired by Robert Smithson to build the spiral jetty and that they are responsible for the mysterious freshwater springs in the lake bed. Some call it a hoax, but you'll just have to visit the lake and go for a swim to see yourself.
I love that so much. Blue whales are like the biggest whales, too. They're huge.
It's a big-ass lake, Brooke.
Is it?
It's huge. It's called the Great Salt Lake. It's the biggest saltwater body in America.
Is it? I've never even seen a picture of it, I don't think.
It's huge. It's literally gargantuous, Brooke. What do you, fun fact, girl, where have you been?
I have never been interested in Utah until
look
I've
at
pulled
Salt
up.
Lake. This is a whole damn city.
And no fish live in that lake.
Well, apparently 100 blue whales do. No, it's gargantuous. It's like literally huge. Like, wow. You can still see it when you zoom all the way out.
I didn't know y'all had game like that, first of all. Second of all, I really need someone. I need to figure that. Like, that's crazy to me.
I don't know if it's like the PCH where you can do a drive-by, but I want to do a drive-by.
PCH, yeah. It better be. There better be a road around the lake.
That's GSLH.
I really like the idea of there being whales in the middle of the country.
But you can't have boats or anything, I don't think.
You can't take a boat on the Great Salt Lake.
The whales would probably eat you.
I know that's right.
Maybe you can. I'm probably spreading misinformation again. Sorry, anyway, back to you. How was Francais?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all,
Brooke's been on a world tour.
First of all, those were some really great little...
little information that I dug up just for you.
Again, I've had little to no interest in Utah until this trip, and now I'm fascinated.
Okay, question.
Answer.
Would you rather, if you had to choose to live the next 100 years of your life, would you rather live in the Great Salt Lake with the whales? Say you had gills and like could do that.
And there were actually whales.
Would you rather be with the whales or would you rather be in Hobbitsville? I'd rather be in Hobbitsville.
Oh, I'd rather be with the whales.
Bro, that water is murky as hell. It's all salt.
Well, I'm choosing to believe that in this scenario, I'm like a mermaid.
Right. Yeah, you're
like,
right.
I'm choosing to believe.
Because if we could live in there, we'd be able to live in there.
Yeah. I'm choosing to believe that I'm a mermaid and I get to like just be friends with the whales.
You'd be like Shark Boy.
Yeah.
And you'd be
unfortunately
raised by
too,
them.
I have been sucked into one or two of those. Have you seen those AI short, like vertical films that are on TikTok and Instagram?
You know I haven't.
Oh my god. They will put these like 10, I'm not joking. There'll be like 10 to 15 minute ads. ADS, paid advertisements, showing the first like 10 minutes of these like AI slop vertical like movies. And I'll be scrolling on TikTok and I like see them. I'm like, oh, like I could never engage with such slop. Like absolutely not. Until there was one that I came across that was about like a siren, like a merman siren. And I'm like, I watched the first couple seconds. I'm like, this is horrible. I watched the whole 15 minutes. And then I went searching for part two. And I sat there and I was like, do I pay 99 cents to find...
No!
I was enthralled. And now I'm really into mermaid, merman, siren content. So we'll report back. We'll report back with the findings on that.
Support your local theaters, y'all.
Yes.
You know, I did hear on the SDP that directors are starting to film everything in center frame so that they can be repurposed for short form instead of having like cinematic frames. They're putting everything in the center so you can repurpose it.
Damn. Well...
Well,
work
it's working.
Smarter, not harder.
Target audience reached.
Anyways, all that to say.
You guys know I am not the biggest sports person on planet Earth, but I've actually been playing around on Prize Picks recently, and I totally understand the appeal now because it gives me something specific to follow while I'm watching. Prize Picks is daily fantasy, and it's super simple. You can pick more or less on 2 to 6 player projections, submit your lineup, and then follow your picks right in the app. So even if you're someone like me who doesn't know every single player or every single thing that's happening in sports, it gives you a reason to actually pay attention when your friends are watching and have a rooting interest while your dad is screaming at the TV. And football preseason is officially here, which is honestly the perfect time to get into it because there are star players on new teams, rookies coming in, and so much happening before the season really gets going. You can make a lineup with player stats and combine all of your picks in the same lineup. And one thing I really like is that Prize Picks is now available in all 50 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So if you want a fun and simple way to make watching sports a little more exciting, I genuinely understand why people love this now. And I have heard through the grapevine that they actually have a culture tab where you can create lineups on reality TV shows. Now that is for me. Download the app today and use code HEARMEOUT to get $150 instantly in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. Again, you can download the app today and use code HEARMEOUT to get $150 instantly in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, America's number one sports picks app.
I have been on a world tour and I went on a 2-week long vacation with my entire family for my dad's birthday to the south of France.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy
week
birthday
two
to
in
my
a
dad.
Row.
Yeah.
Everyone wish Chris
Everyone
a happy
wish,
birthday.
He will love it so much. But we're on this family trip. And Morgan picks me up from the airport when I flew into Utah. And she's like, so like any fun stories from France? And I looked her dead in her face and said, no, it was
I know.
Fine.
She won't tell me anything about this damn
I said, no, it was fine.
Detour that she took.
And right when we about right before we were about to start filming, I go, I lied to you. I have two really funny stories that I've been withholding and I'm so excited to tell. So the first of my dramatic stories from this France trip. So picture this. There are 9 people. So it's me, all 3 of my younger sisters, my parents, 6, my husband, my sister Sloane's fiance, Brennan, and my sister Reese's boyfriend, Gavin. Kate was flying. Kate was riding solo.
Next year, I'm going as her boyfriend.
And we, every morning at the breakfast table, everyone would say, I really think Morgan should fly in and stay with Kate. And everyone was dead serious. And I had to every day be like, you guys, we should have given her more of a heads up. My friend does not like things sprung on her. We should have given her a month-long heads up or else she would have been here. But unfortunately, it's too on the fly for her. So we're in Dallas. We're flying from Dallas to Atlanta and then Atlanta to Nice,
ooh,
France.
I've never been to Atlanta or France.
Let me tell you. We're in Dallas. We're on the I don't know how this thing is still in operation. It was the tiniest plane I have ever seen in my entire life.
What airline are we talking?
This is Delta, but it's the oldest plane in their fleet. I Googled it because I thought, sure, the Wright brothers flew on this damn plane.
You said the same thing about the Southwest plane that, remember, had no AC?
That one was effing old.
You keep getting these old-ass planes.
This Delta one had, like, took the cake. You couldn't fit a backpack under the seat. It was, you guys.
All the way to France?
No, this is just to Atlanta. Thank God.
I was like, hell no.
This is just to Atlanta. And so we're sitting on the tarmac, and like 15 minutes goes by, and we're like, and there was also like an hour and a half delay in Dallas, like in the airport, like our flight was delayed. So we're like, okay, like we'll be fine. It's a quick flight. We're going to get there because we had it was a decent layover. It was like 2.5 hours we were supposed to have in Atlanta.
Ooh,
before
that's a long ass time.
Before our Nice flights. So we're like, okay, we're fine.
I get itchy in airports. I'm like, get me out of here.
So we were on the plane about to take off from Dallas going to Atlanta. And all of a sudden the engines go off. Pilot comes on. He's like, hey, we're going to be sitting here for another 45 minutes to an hour because the weather delay in Atlanta backed everything up. So everything's delayed and they're not accepting new planes. Oh, okay, cool. So we're sitting on this plane. I'm in Dreamlight Valley. I have my little switch and my headphones on. I'm in Dreamlight Valley minding my business. And I can just sense my husband like panicking a little bit. And I'm ignoring him. I'm like, you're stressing. Don't trip chocolate chips.
Like,
I don't know what you're like. I know he's like looking at his phone. He's refreshing his phone. I decided in that moment, whatever he's stressed about is probably going to stress me out. I'm happy with Goofy Donald Daisy. Like, I'm going to mind my business. Let him do his thing. So we finally get off in the air. At this point, we're like 2 hours into this delay. I'm thinking nothing of it. And all of a sudden, my dad comes from like the front of the plane back to like where we're sitting. And he and Jacob are talking. I like take off my noise-canceling headphones, and they're stressed because the Delta app automatically rebooked us on a new flight because the app determined that we were going to miss our flight to France.
For the delay. Barf. That is my worst nightmare.
And so now I'm stressed. Nintendo Switch in the case. I'm like, okay, time for the oldest daughter to lock in. What's going on? And it is determined that basically because of the delay in Dallas, because of everything, the flight to France wasn't delayed. It was the only flight out of the airport that wasn't delayed with everything else. So all 9 of us were set to miss our 9 p.m. flight from Atlanta to France. The problem is...
And you're stuck in Atlanta at the airport?
Here's the issue. There's only one direct flight. There's one flight, period, to this tiny airport in France out every day. The next flight wouldn't be until 9 p.m. the following day. And the problem is we were flying in that day because there was a big party that we got invited to. So my whole family, like my dad's friend was hosting his birthday party. And so we were going to miss this party. And we're like, it all around would have been a disaster. And the other problem is our luggage was checked through to the final destination. So we would have been without our luggage. Anyways, so we're looking at this and Jacob and my dad decide, okay, no, you have to go into the app and accept the new booking. And we have this powwow on the plane, swear. And the guys are like, okay, no one accept this booking. We're going to try and make it. Are you joking? Okay. So we land in Atlanta. We have less than, I'm not joking, less than 10 minutes to get off of the plane, get on a train, go two terminals down before the doors closed, because boarding had already started. Boarding had like come and went. There was a 10 minute window before they closed the door. I'm looking at Jacob. I'm like, there's just simply no way. And he's like, well, we're going to try. Picture this, you guys. Nine of us are, we get off the plane. We're like telling people, we're like, hey, sorry, we got to get off first. Like, we got to get there, whatever. We get off the plane. We are sprinting through this airport at full speed. All of a sudden, we lose sight of Jacob, my dad, and Gavin because they rocket, like literally turbo speed.
Your dad's going to hold the plane. He's like, bitches, you're not moving without us.
Turbo speed running through the airport. I have never seen my father move so fast in my life.
His flow was flowing.
In the wind, like a mane. So we're on this train and I'm looking at it. The doors have already closed. So we're like, there's no way. Because the boarding time had come and gone. We're like, no way. And we're getting texts from, because they had made like the first trip. Anyways, we're getting texts from Jacob, my dad, and Gavin. Like, you guys need to run. Like, hurry, hurry, hurry. Now, mind you, my sisters and I and Brennan, we're still like maybe 5 minutes away. Because we're running, but we're not moving fast enough. I hear, we like round the last corner and at the end of the longest hallway is the gate. I hear Reese like dry heaving behind me. She's like dry heaving behind me. She's struggling. Reese and I are the last in the pack because I haven't ran like that in so long.
That would be, oh God, I would have fallen.
We mapped it. It was a mile and a half. We were running, sprinting with suitcases a mile and a half through the Atlanta airport.
Poor Reese.
Oh, Reese and I were suffering. We were in the final stretch. We see my dad, Jacob, and Gavin, and they're like arguing with this gate agent. And then there's another man sitting there, like there's another passenger like standing there also.
Please let
and
us on.
Jacob is like, come on, come on, come on. Like, go, 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 go. So we sprint, we make it. Gavin runs up to me. He's like, where's Reese? I'm like, she's behind me. He takes off running to go help Reese through the airport. Aww. And like grabs her bags. Like, come on, Reese. We make it to the gate agent. She's giving attitude. She's giving irritated. Yeah.
She's and like, we already closed the damn thing down.
I'll tell you. It's weirder than that. So we scan our passports just fine. Everyone gets on the plane. I look at Jacob. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, you guys wouldn't understand how mean this lady was. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, because like we were holding it up. He's like, no, the man who was standing also at the gate had been there 10 minutes prior to when my dad, Jacob, and Gavin showed up because their system had an error with his passport. He was the reason why the door was open because they weren't going to close the doors until he was through and they couldn't get his passport to work. So the door was going to be open anyways. And they had decided, this lady was like, we'll let you on, but we're not going to wait for your family. And my dad's like, they're down the hallway. Like you can see them. And she's like, nope. Like if they're not here in the next 30 seconds, like we're not letting them on. And even the guy's like, well, I still have to get on the plane. Like you don't have to, like, you don't have to close the door yet. Like, I'm not even on the plane yet. It was this whole thing. We barely made it on the plane. And finally, get this. We're sitting on the plane. Delayed 45 minutes. Delayed 45 minutes on the tarmac. And we're all looking around like, are we drenched in sweat? Like, it was the most dramatic travel.
Oh, it's hot in Atlanta.
Bro, it was a journey and a half, but we made it on the plane and all our bags made it on the plane. It was a miracle.
Wow.
But yeah, that was
Trackstars 3000.
It was a journey and a half.
I remember one thing that my dad taught me in childhood, and it's because I'm slow. I like to look around. I like to see what's around. My dad always told me, planes don't wait.
Uh-uh.
And that was the lesson that I learned from my dad.
Where are you? I like am such like an early person. Like I don't like, I get so anxious being late to anything. So I like was already pretty, I was like, there's no way, like, we're gonna make it. Like, I already was like, okay, well, we can be in Atlanta. We can, like, have a good
live it
time.
Up in Atlanta.
So that was my first story.
Ooh, you could go see the Say Yes to the Dress people. That's my dream.
Were they in Atlanta?
There was an Atlanta show.
Oh, I thought they were in New York.
There was two different, there was many versions of Love. The show.
So that was my first story.
Okay.
Here's my
so you made
story.
It.
We made it. We get to France. We go to this party. It was the most over-the-top party I've ever been to. There was synchronized swimmers in the pool. Tells you everything you gotta know. And it was one of those events where, like, the people watching was on a caliber that I hadn't seen in real life before. It was such good people watching, I couldn't even begin to process it. Now, in this vicinity, in this yard, if you will, it was like a backyard, like, party, there must have been 120 Canon G7Xs to be found.
And you know that causes me outrage.
The amount of Canon G7Xs in the hands of beautiful girls, it could have been studied by science.
I'll never forget, those bitches used to be $250.
Everyone had one.
And Canon has lost me as a lifelong customer because of it. I've switched to Sony now because I'm so mad about the whole damn thing. The fact that they were like, because they're only worth $200, and I know that. And they're like, oh, they're popular. Now it's $1,800.
Well, they discontinued them.
I know, but even the Mark III is like astronomical. It's like
$1,600. The Mark III is discontinued.
No, it's still available at Best Buy. You can buy it any day you want. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. That changes everything for me.
But it's still like 20 times what it should be because Canon schemed us all.
Well, it's the Instagram camera mm-hmm. of all Instagram it cameras. Is. Like, if you see a girl with a good Instagram, like, that's the secret sauce, is the Canon G7X with the flash photo. And in my family alone, there are four in our possession. I have the original from when it was on. I had the Mark II from when it was available at Best Buy. And my sisters have gotten them secondhand, whatever. So with my sisters, we all love to take a photo. We like to take a photo. And so the four of us are kind of like by the end of this pool taking photos, like, with each other, with the boys, like, having, like, and my mom and dad are there. Like, we're having kind of like a family little photo moment, if you will. And all of a sudden, this guy and girl come up to us. They're probably a little older than me. So, like, they're probably like mid-30s, like early 30s, maybe. Boyfriend-girlfriend situation. And the guy comes up to, it was me, Jacob, Sloan, like, it was like pretty much all of us, except for my parents. And he comes up to us and he's like, hey, do you guys want a photo of, like, all of you? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that would be so nice. Like, thank you. And he takes my camera and he goes, just FYI, like, this is going to be a trade.
For a photo?
And it took me a second because he said it like very kind of like seriously. And he's like, yeah, like, I'll take a photo of you guys, but you have to take a photo of my girlfriend and I. I was like, oh, yeah, like, no worries. Like, yeah, like, you got
he's
it.
He's going to charge you. You're going to get a Venmo request.
Like, and I was like, yeah, you got it. So he takes a couple pictures of us and his girlfriend, like, pushes, okay, here's my camera. Like, we want a flash. And she starts, like, coaching me on, like, what she wants. And I'm like, okay, like, yeah, like, for sure. Like, you know me. Like, I'm like no stranger to taking pictures of, like, random people. Like, no worries. So I take the photos and I'm like, I must have taken like 30 pictures. I'm like taking the camera, like, getting different angles. I'm like asking her what she wants. Great. Spent probably like a solid like 5 minutes, like, making sure that, like, I took enough pictures.
Got the shot.
Okay. Get the camera back. Thank you so much. Great. I go back with my people. Like, 2 minutes have passed. I kind of forget about this interaction. And swear to God, I feel a tap on my shoulder. And I turn
it's
around.
It's like the toes all over again.
I feel a tap on my shoulder. I turn around. It's the girl. She goes, you need to redo that. You need to redo that.
What?
And I look at her and I go, what? And she's like, my shoes aren't even in this. And I was like, oh. She goes, yeah, like, I can't use any of these. Like, you need to retake these. And I go, I look at her and I go, for sure, for sure. And I take her camera and I get her fugly platform sandals that were, like, so, I just couldn't understand, like, why that was, like, she was pissed about it. Like, she was irritated.
No, all I could think is, like, when you are asking someone to take a photo, like, it's a favor. Like, and it's not, like, a full-on photo shoot. And I'm like, girl, if you had a vision in mind, first of all, articulate that. If you're like, hey, I want the whole outfit, the shoes included, like... Like, I could work with that, but it was the attitude, acting like I was her employee, like full-time 401k employee, and her boyfriend is in the background effing dying inside. I've never seen a man.
She needed to get Sloan on the job.
Dude, I was like, I don't know. I was like, man, the confidence you have to go up to a stranger and be like, this was not up to my standards.
She's like, we're only going to be in France once. We got to get the shot.
Oh, she honest to God, maybe was the most obnoxious person I have ever seen. I've never seen so many brands like dripping off of someone. And like, she was just one of those people that was there for the content and like not for like, I don't know. I just got the vibe that she was just there for the Instagram pictures. And that's like, listen, your own prerogative, do what you got to do. But it was probably one of the crazier social interactions I've ever had. You're going to need to redo those. Like, I can't use any of these. I was like, use them for what? For what?
For her feed.
For her. Girl.
I got a notification that said, you've missed 49 posts from Brooke Berry. Miss Scram Shamer over here.
I'm not a scram shamer. I'm a shamer of, if you want nice people to do favors for you, you better be kind back. Like, don't give.
That's so true.
Don't give like attitude. I don't work for you. Anyways, yeah, dude, Instagram released my new favorite feature of all effing time, because basically I've had like Instagram anxiety for as long as I can remember, because I don't know, I just did. Like, it brought a lot of, and you and I have talked about it, there's like a weird pressure with Instagram and like posting, and it always gave me anxiety for some reason. But I've always loved taking pictures. Like, I like have like cameras and I love photography and things like that. And Instagram released a feature where you can post photos directly to your account without posting it to other people's feeds. And then you can reorder your grid in whatever order you want. Mm. So you can like upload.
It's like a Pinterest board.
Yeah. Like, it's like. Yeah, it basically you're able to, it's kind of like updating it like a blog instead of like posting it like a feed. And so I was sitting by the pool with my sisters and I was like, you guys, and my sister Kate and I had so much fun. We were like going through my camera roll and like she was helping me like make, because her Instagram is so good.
She's so cute.
She's so good at it. But yeah, so I was able to like kind of build out my Instagram, like I've always like wanted it to be, but I had pictures from like my honeymoon from 2025 that I never posted and things like that.
I was just like, 49? How did I miss 49 posts?
No, I think by the end of it, there's 92 up. And I had like 15 before. Like, I put my back into it, but I had a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, that's really cute. I can picture Kate being like, okay, and this goes with this.
Yeah.
And this goes with this.
It was so,
and these colors go together.
Mm-hmm. They take Instagram very, very seriously, my sisters.
You know what? It's a full-time gig.
It is.
It's a full-time brand. You know whose Instagram I love? Paige Lorenz.
Oh,
damn, I want to be her so bad.
Show me her wedding.
Oh my God, she's so perfect and good at everything. Makes me sick. Just kidding. No, I've heard she's very lovely and very nice, and she's just so cutesy.
I love that. Yeah, I heard like her wedding is like my sister's dream wedding now.
Oh my God. Well, everything she does is just like aesthetically perfect.
I love that.
And then she got into that whole basket drama.
What basket drama?
There was a basket company. Oh my gosh. This is my algorithm, because I follow all these. Brooke's algorithm and my algorithm are very different, because I watch all like the lifestyle girls. Mm-hmm. So I watch Paige Lorenz's vlog. So I see like her stuff pop up on Instagram. And her brand is huge. Like, whenever you see a TikTok bitch in a matching pajama set, it's Dairy Boy. That's just what it is these days. And she opened a Dairy Boy store in Nantucket. Because I don't know if her family's from there or she grew up there. I have no idea. She's from Connecticut. And there was a basket sign that hung up, or a basket store that's like local to Nantucket. And they hung up a sign that said no influencers, but their store is next to her store. So she took it as an attack of like women owned influencer brands or whatever. And it's been a whole thing that people now are debating, like, we should ban influencers from everywhere. But it's like, you could have just put up a sign that said no filming.
No influencers. I feel like that's kind of the weird thing. It's like, I feel like everyone in their own way is like an influencer if you're using social media to any capacity.
Well, that's what it's like. Just say no camp. Just say no photos. Yeah.
Like if my friend, like hometown friend is like, oh, go to this place for this. Like that influences me more than a paid ad.
Yeah. Her comment was very well written. She was like, just like, who are you trying to delegitimize and why?
Yeah.
Like, why? Just say no photos if you don't want photos of your store.
And it was a basket store?
They weave baskets in Nantucket. It's very, like, bougie baskets. But I did love her wedding. All these New York girls are getting married, and I'm eating up every second of it. Hallie Kate's wedding was amazing. Acquired Style. She's getting married this week. She's the girl, remember, she did the private jet bachelorette trip.
Oh, my gosh, that was so bougie.
Mm-hmm.
I love
to live vicariously through all these ladies.
I do, too. It's so fun to see. I saw this girl. She was like, oh, I have to. She was complaining about her workout routine. And she's like, oh, come with me to go do my daily workout routine. Like, I'm not in the mood today. And it flips. She's on a private yacht in Mykonos, Greece. And there is a full gym and personal trainer on the yacht. She's like, gotta fuel up for my breakfast before my workout. And it's like the most beautiful breakfast I've ever seen. And I sent it to my husband. He's like, that is an impressive level of life. Like,
you know what? But see, I know that angers a lot of people, but I love watching people that are so obnoxious and like so bougie. I eat it up.
Where it's like she's just like us.
I know.
She doesn't like working out either. Like, she's just like us.
I saw this one girl and she was like, ugh. My husband got me a leather appointment, but he picked out his own like two bags. Like, he just bought the colors that they showed him, but they weren't the right colors. And she's like pulling out her two Birkins that he bought for her. And she was like, they're just hideous colors. Like, he didn't even ask. Like,
she's like genuinely irritated too. Yeah. And you're like, she's just like me for real.
She's just like us for real. No, I love to watch out of touch people. It's my favorite thing on earth. I'm sure a lot of people think that about us too. Especially me and my brother. Not only do we spread misinformation, but we also do give out of touch at some points.
Listen.
Today, us being like, we had to wake up at
7 a.m.
Could you imagine?
To do a full beat.
I feel like the last couple of months have been absolute chaos between traveling, work, and just constantly being on the go. And whenever my routine falls apart, eating actual meals is always the first thing to go for me. That is why I genuinely love Factor. The meals are chef crafted, dietitian designed, and ready in literally 2 minutes. So there's no prep, no cleanup, and I can still eat real food when my schedule is a complete mess. They also have over 100 menu items to choose from every week. So I'm not eating the same sad meal 5 days in a row. And Factor has over 175 banned ingredients. So every meal is designed around what supports a healthier lifestyle and leaves out what doesn't. Not only are they so delicious, it is genuinely a relief when I have them in my fridge. And if your schedule is anything like mine and you don't thrive in the cooking department, you should try them out too. Let's eat real. Head to factormeals.com/hearmeout50off and use code hearmeout50off to get 50% off and one free breakfast item per box for 1 year while supplies last until 10/31/2026. That is code HEARMEOUT50OFF at factormeals.com. HEARMEOUT50OFF at factormeals.com. See website for more details.
My love language to everyone I know is to like blow up their TikTok DMs. Like, I'll see something and I'm like, my friend would love this. And I'll send it to her DMs. She might have 1,000 unopened messages from me to her TikTok because... And if I really need her to see something, I send it through Snapchat.
Yeah, if you want me to see it, send it through text.
Yeah, text or Snapchat. But... I have saved a couple to my phone that I have been wanting your reaction from because I find them so funny. So here's the first one. Okay.
No, it's my little cousins. They were like, do you watch this person on TikTok? I'm like, wrong audience. Ask Brooke.
Yeah. And they were like, you know that? I go, yeah, I know that. And they're like, wow, you know ball. Of course I know ball. So
my cousin also said that I'm not gangster enough for him.
He
did, so,
and he meant it too.
Just so everyone knows, I'm not gangster and I'm not on TikTok.
And that was rude. You don't know my friend. She's really gangster.
I am so effing gangster. You wouldn't even believe how
She's
gangster I
am. Hardcore. She did her makeup at 7 a.m. this morning.
hardcore. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you know anything about Morgan, one of her favorite niche interests that I've learned
sharks and Titanic.
And I have TikToks for both of them. I have TikToks for both of them. The first is a Titanic themed TikTok.
Oh. And I hope the song's in it.
And I would like your reaction on scale of 1 to 10. Scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to leave your house to go attend this event?
Oh, if it's about the Titanic, probably very likely.
Go ahead and press play on that for me, Blondie.
Five D
Titanic experience. Watching.
Oh.
Just the water coming out of the sea.
Not the Coke. Do you think they have the water like Arctic temperature? So you're getting the full rain freeze?
I bet there's fish coming at you too. Look how. Look how cooked.
Oh my god, the chairs! Shut up.
I want to do it so bad.
Oh my god, the debris.
Can you stand and the fire on the ceiling, girl?
Who approved this?
It's the Japanese. The Japanese.
Oh my god, aren't you going to Japan?
I am.
Are you going to go?
I'm thinking
about
it.
You should go.
Can you imagine me at a 5D theater like that?
You need to take your GoPro and you need to strap that sucker to your forehead. That's a vlog.
It's a Japan vlog coming soon.
Honestly, I think this could be the new wave of the future, because Universal, like all the studios, you know, all the theme parks try to do like a 4D experience, but it's just a little vibration in the chair. No, I want flames.
I want no 3D glasses. I want actual 3D projectiles coming at my face.
Like apples being thrown at your head.
But I just picture, oh. CTE at the movie theater is crazy.
Dude, I would genuinely love to go to that.
Dude, what's the movie you would most want to see in 5D?
5D movie that I'd want to... Jaws.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude,
with like animatronic sharks coming at you.
Oh my God.
And like breathing hot air in your face and then like snapping away right at the right second.
Shark drool in your face.
Oh, or Megalodon, the big ass sharks. Yes, and when the glass starts to crack, then all the water comes through the ceiling.
Get her on the creative director team.
Get
for
me
the 5D.
On the team.
Get me on a team. Get her on a team.
I will say I have watched a lot of movies lately.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. I've been on a movie kick, mainly like shark movies, but I like to watch a movie. You know what I also have been watching? Pretty Little Liars. I finished all 7 seasons.
Did you really?
So just because I don't TikTok brain rot doesn't mean I don't brain rot, because I watched over 172 episodes of Pretty Little Liars.
I legitimately still don't know who A is. It has not been spoiled for me. And I take a lot of pride in that. Did you not know before?
I did know before, you kind of forget things. And I really had a good time watching all 7 seasons.
The beautiful thing about my short-term memory is once it's out, like I have that object permanence thing that like all people with ADD have, where it's like, if it's not in front of my face, I will forget its existence unless it has something to do with one of my niche interests, then it's in here forever. And one of my favorite shows ever is Vampire Diaries. And I realized recently.
Oh, I never finished that one.
I realized recently, I don't remember a damn thing.
And you could start from the beginning, and it feels so cozy, because I remember specifically, it makes me think of my one friend, my best friend, and Maddie and I, who was my like first friend in middle school. We were each other's first friend. We would get together every week to watch Pretty Little Liars. Yeah. And when you're in middle school, that shit was terrifying.
So scary.
And it was like the best fall activity, because they'd always have a Halloween episode and a Christmas episode. So cozy. Yeah, I loved it. And the drama is insane. Highly recommend it, because it's on Disney Plus now. You can go watch it.
Yeah, that's how I saw a TikTok edit, like a fan edit of Damon and I forget, Elena. And I was like, Damon's hot.
You should go rewatch. Yeah, I'm just a long form brain rotter. I like a full YouTube video or a full series.
I don't discriminate. Mm-hmm. Brain rot is brain rot, and I partake in all.
No, can I tell you what other 5D experience is going on right now that I am so I want to do it with you so bad.
Okay.
Paranormal or it's either Paranormal Activity or Insidious, and I cannot remember, and that's a fail on my part.
Is it a haunted house?
No, ma'am. It is a live theater experience. So it's like a play.
I do love the theater.
Mm-hmm. It's like a play, and it's like a haunted, it's like an immersive haunted house experience where you're in the haunting alongside the cast. And people are saying,
oh, hell no.
People are saying it's like one of the craziest experiences like that they've ever had.
Now that is putting resources to good. 5D.
Yes.
Damn, that should be like the next.
It's like a live, it's like a live, like a play, but it's like a spooky play. And
oh, I would love a spooky play because I love to go to a play.
I think they're doing a tour. I think they're doing a tour and going all around the country.
Oh, they're on like a nationwide.
Ooh,
we should go. I wonder where they're going.
I would love to look that up. Okay.
Insidious. Sold.
We'll let you know how it is. Okay. I have one more for you. One more.
Okay.
Actually, I have two more TikToks, but.
Ooh, I see a shark in one.
They're both shark related for my shark
and
girl.
And why couldn't they put sharks in the Great Salt Lake?
My name is Ashley.
Okay, gonna need you to lock in. Everyone lock
in.
My
name is Ashley.
Now, if you remember, if you are a longtime viewer of this pod, there was a time where we reacted to another My Strange Addiction episode that had to do with a girl falling in love with her AI chatbot.
Oh, yeah.
Sinclair.
That was a good one.
Yeah. This is along those same lines. Same lines. Same show, different love story.
Strange Addiction, but she's underwater this time.
Same show, different love story.
My name is Ashley. I live in St. Thomas, and I have a shark boyfriend named Alan.
And I have a shark boyfriend named Alan.
You know what's pathetic is
Alan.
This could be me.
Keep watching, girl.
Alan!
Was a moment. It was that picture right there. You can see by my body position, I'm like dumbfounded. I just love him, and it makes me so happy.
Okay, I take it back. This is not me.
Look at, read that.
Since meeting Alan, Ashley spent over 300. Oh my god, she's a mermaid. Over $30,000.
He's got a little.
How does she have so much money? This bitch is stacked up in bracelets.
Did you clock that Hermes bell?
Yes, I did.
Like, woo, she's here. And he comes swimming around and bumps into my camera, and he will do it more than one time. You know, I think it's a game to him, but I really do think that we share kind of like the same energy. Aren't we so cute together?
Yes. Our island is a little bit crazy, but this is very odd that someone has a shark for a boyfriend.
Damn, the shark can't consent to this.
It's even better.
Should I give him a ring? I don't care what anybody thinks. We have a relationship.
I've got to be honest. I love my wife dearly.
Ah! I was going to say she has to have a husband because who is footing the bill for these $30,000 dives and these $5,000 belts?
Bro.
Damn, she's cheating on him with an amphibian.
Imagine getting cucked by a shark.
Sharks aren't amphibians, are they? Misinformation. It's a myth that sharks will dive. Well, yeah. Some species use bumping to... Oh, they're getting, like, lymphatic drainage massages.
I supported it, but you know what? Sometimes it freaks me out. This might be getting a little bit out of control.
He said, honey, I'm getting concerned.
This bitch has to have like
something
unplugged. Oh my god, the gallery. Oh, the curtain! Oh, she, I feel bad for her husband, honestly. Damn.
If you were to have
a dry spell that you have to go underwater to find a lover.
Bro, I just was, I was watching that on TikTok thinking about you. I'm like, this is so funny. And then all of a sudden her husband popped up and I went, you've got to be kidding. He's getting cucked by a shark. I guess,
okay, so in the court of law, if they were to get a divorce, could he say she's cheating on me because she claims it's her boyfriend?
I feel like it's the same question we asked about the AI chatbot, because technically the AI chatbot's not real.
Yeah, like how far does this hold up in the court of law? That's what I want to know.
Legal.
Lawyers rise the hell up.
Thank you.
How far can this go? Because now, the shark can't consent to being her man's.
True. If you, okay, hypothetical for you. Let's say the shark gained sentience. Let's say animals gained sentience. We wake up tomorrow. It's Wicked. The animals have gained sentience and can speak to humans. And you could have a like emotional relationship with an animal. Which animal would you want to have a relationship with? Like, which animal are you vibing with where you're like, if you gained the ability to speak, I know that we would get along really well.
I can't even find a man that I want to do that with. And they're already here on Earth.
Mm-hmm. You bring up a good point.
I don't know if I can answer that question. I don't know if I have an answer.
Really?
You know, I saw a girl and she was like, my therapist said it takes a really good man to be better than being alone. And I was like, yeah, that's so true.
My mom always said that. She's like, I realized at one point in my life that I was having more fun alone and I would rather be alone than hitch my wagon to someone who wasn't going to make my life better. And I'm like, that.
I know that's right.
Well,
and I'm mad at my mom because imagine if we would have stayed in Utah. I'd be married with 5 kids by now, 100%.
You would be in the temple.
I would be in the temple. I would have my garments on and I would be married with probably 5 kids.
I did walk in while Morgan was doing her makeup and she was on Google.com, not like Google.com looking up everything there is to know about the Mormon undergarments.
Oh, yeah.
You had to know.
You had to know.
I saw in the wild, I did see some at the airport and I was aghast. I didn't realize, like,
oh, it's a real thing.
It's serious business. I cannot wait to go on a whole deep dive about that because I don't quite understand the background, but there's a lot to know.
It's modesty.
Yeah.
But it's 100% a thing. And I think my theory, which is probably everyone's theory, all of these influencer girls, the reason that they're leaving the church is they don't want to give their tithing. They're like, damn, we're making money.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're making 30 grand a year, you're like, fine, take my 10%. What is it going to do? When these bitches are making millions of dollars a year, they're like, that, I'm leaving the church.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's like, because I know like when you like go to church, you can like give an offering and it's like optional and it's like you can give like however much you want to like a little basket or like some churches have like a QR code. I just don't know if it's like, if you actually join the church, you are required to, or if it's like a suggestion.
I think to be a part of the church, you have to give tithing.
Really?
Mom! Can you answer? Can you come here? Can you come here?
Climb those stairs,
Vicky. We have a question. Let's get the expert on.
She loves answering questions.
Mom, we have a question. Oh.
Stay. Okay. Answer from there. Oh, Vicky.
Okay. Vicky. Mom. Oh.
I don't know what I did when I came
out. Oh, she's heaving like Reese at the airport. So is it a, okay, we're wondering.
Take the mic.
You don't have to be on the camera.
Okay.
Is it okay to be a part of the church, the LDS church? It is a requirement to give your tithings, correct?
Well, you know, I don't think they can enforce it, but...
Oh, they can't?
Boy, I swallowed wrong.
I heard it was a requirement.
Well, it is a requirement like a of being
pressure,
a Mormon,
right?
Of being a Latter-day Saint, but... Oh, is he driving the car? See,
He's moving!
But
he's
is
out.
He driving?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's him.
You guys messed up my filming. I was filming...
Damn, the guy's moving.
I have a feeling that he doesn't drive.
Hopefully he does it.
It's a requirement, but I had many friends who couldn't afford the tithing and they would not be able to pay it. It's not like they do anything. But yes, they want you to pay your tithing to the church. And I believe It's 10% of your income.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
okay, here's the thing. If you want to be in, you have to do it to stay in good standing. That's the that's what it says. So if you don't pay it, you can be punished. You're going to get like a lower tier. Like you're not going to be in good standing.
Yeah, it's like a social, it's like a social construct. It's not like a legal construct. It's like socially you will be penalized.
Yeah, you won't be in good standing.
Yeah.
And your bishop will have a
talk. Second question. Have you ever been to Hobbitsville?
Have you ever heard of Hobbitsville?
Seems familiar, but no, I don't.
Do you think you were maybe born there?
Did you spawn from Hobbitsville?
Are you for real?
There is an urban legend that Hobbitsville in Utah is a town specifically for little people. Ever heard of it?
No.
And also, do you think that there's
maybe
whales?
I should go there and see if I belong there.
You should. We should go. Do you think that there are whales in the Great Salt Lake?
No, because they can't live in the salt. That's salty. Brine shrimp only.
Have you ever heard of that rumor?
No, I haven't. And Hobbitsville? No.
Okay, so here I am. I've spread three rumors of misinformation.
Oh, wow.
There's no Hobbitville. There's no whales. And you can pass on your tithing, but you will not be in good standing, which is a bad sign.
And yeah, you don't want that. That is hilarious. You've never heard about the whale rumor?
No.
Dang it.
No. And we are going to see our favorite person, Miss Kathy, at her farm. All the vlog viewers know Kathy and Maddie.
I'm so excited.
Maddie was my interior designer, who is the best person on earth. But maybe we should call Maddie up and say, are you working?
Yeah, you should.
What girl, where you at?
Maybe she'll surprise us with Maddie.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I would love to meet Maddie.
I want to see Maddie's house.
She's planning on us being there. Oh, it's already 10:30.
Yeah, we got to get hustling and bustling, girls.
We have chickens to see.
Well, thank you for joining us on yet another episode where I spread misinformation and Brooke spreads facts.
No, and I spread way too many personal stories. Thank you for listening to my
airport drama.
My airport travel drama that's been having on my heart, and I'm really glad to have an outlet.
We're glad that you can get it off your chest.
Thank you so much. Thanks for holding space for me, you guys, and thanks for watching my favorite TikToks with me. Appreciate it.
Ooh, and don't forget to call your shark boyfriend tonight.
Mwah!